It's the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
He is who he is, and he does a great job of making sure everybody's on the same page.
Every single week, I put my freaking heart and soul into this.
I would rather play with 10 people rather than play with 11 when I know that right now that person is not sold out to be a part of this team. It is more about them than it is about the team. Cannot play with them. Cannot win with them. Cannot coach with them. Can't do it.
Jay Bish.
Acknowledge me.
We are still a very good way away from high school football season. But I'm a high school football guy, and so guess what? We're going to talk some high school football. We're going to talk a little bit about the Braves. And, of course, we are going to delve in deep to the NFL draft pertaining to the Atlanta Falcons and the Jacksonville Jaguars. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340. So we have discussed the new format to the playoffs that's going to take place starting this season with the Georgia High School Association. Remember, I told you that in the past, what the GHSA has done is they have divided themselves into regions, which they're still doing, and then they will take, in the past, they've taken the top four teams in every region and put them in a 32-team playoff bracket, ranking them 1 through 4, 1 through 4, 1 through 4, 1 through 4, every region. That changes this year as the GHSA will now go to a power ranking system. So what that means is not every team, or not every region, rather, is going to get four teams in. Some regions might get five, some regions might get three, some regions might get two. You never know. It just depends on what your schedule does. So a couple of weeks ago, I gave you, we previewed a couple of regions, and I gave you some picks of teams that I definitely thought were going to get in the playoffs, and then some teams from those regions that were maybe on the bubble. This week, we're going to do that a couple of different times. We're going to preview two different regions. We're going to do Region 3-3A and Region 3-1A. So let's start with 3-3A. Eight teams in this region. Appling, Beach, Brantley, Islands, Johnson of Savannah, Pierce, Tatnall, and Toombs. All right, so in this region, I will go ahead and tell you the teams that I feel like are locks to get into the playoffs. And this is a very top-heavy region, by the way. Appling, Pierce, Toombs. Those three teams, for sure, are going to get into the playoffs. The thing with Region 3-3A is, yeah, it's got eight teams, so you would think they'd have a pretty good shot of putting at least four in. But man, when you get past that top three of Appling, Pierce, and Toombs, Beach, Brantley, Islands, Tatnall. I mean, and Johnson of Savannah, too. It's not exactly murderer's row once you get past those top three. That's the point I'm making. I guess the teams that would have a chance to get, and let me be clear. Let me be very, very clear. Excuse me. Let me be very clear. This region is not putting any more teams in more than four. They're putting four in at the most. There's a good chance that they will only put in those top three of Appling, Toombs, and Pierce. There's a chance for that. But if there's a fourth team, it's going to come between Beach, and I say that, right? Like, I say Beach, and then you hear that, and you're like, really? Beach? Beach had a pretty good year last year. So I'm putting them in this group simply based on that, because they had a pretty good year last year. Maybe that program is on the ascension, instead of where it's been for, God, 30 years, which is bottom of the barrel. Maybe that program is moving up. So I'm going to put them in that group. The Islands and Tattnall. So I think if there are four teams that get in, three of those are Appling, Pierce, Toombs. That fourth team could be Beach, got a shot. Could be the Islands, got a shot. And could be Tattnall, got a shot. Of all of the Savannah schools, the Savannah public schools, let's do that, the Savannah public schools, when you think of Groves and Beach and Johnson, Savannah, Jenkins, those schools have always been predominantly terrible. Terrible in football, not that bad in basketball. Horrible in baseball, too. Football has been dreadful for 30 years, maybe longer. Islands has been the best of that group. Now, remember, Islands is kind of new to the game. They haven't been around all of those dreadful, dreadful years and for all those dreadful teams. Islands, that high school got built, I don't know, a decade ago, somewhere in that range. So they're pretty new to the game. And they have been, outside of New Hampstead, they have been the second best team, in my opinion, in that Savannah public school group. You've had New Hampstead, who's had some success, and then you've had Islands. So Islands is in that group. Tattnall, perhaps. If they run the gauntlet in that region outside of the big three of Appling, Pierce, and Toombs, sure. But they can't lose any of those other games. Johnson of Savannah, I just don't see it. I don't think they're going to be competitive. And then Brantley's got all sorts of problems. They just lost their head. Their head coach left that program, David Shores, to take a staff position at Camden. He left a head coaching job to take a staff position at Camden. So there, you know, that program once again is under change. New regime, new program, new head coach, all that stuff coming in. And let's see, this will be their third head coach in 4 years. Third head coach, 4 years. That's where this program is right now. There's a lot of flux with the Brantley County program right now. It's not on stable footing. So, yeah, I don't like Brantley to be in this mix. I don't like Johnson Savannah to be in this mix. Appling, you're in. Pierce, you're in. Toombs, you're in. And then we'll see between Beach, Islands, and Tattnall. My personal opinion, if there's a fourth team, I think it'll be the Islands. If there's a fourth team, I think the Islands gets in, and that would be your four. Realistically, that region's only sending three teams. Realistically.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Both the Glen Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates advanced to the second round of the GHSA baseball playoffs this past weekend. The Terriers swept Winder Barrow 6-5 and 9-4. Meanwhile, the Pirates also advanced, sweeping their series against Appalachie 8-3 and 6-2. The Red Terriers will take on Gainesville in the second round, while the Pirates draw Milton. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and sweet tea.
We're still a ways from high school football season, but man, I am chomping at the bit to get there. Yeah, we're in April and early May, depending on when you listen to the show. And, you know, August, right? So we'll just call it May, June, July, August, 2.5 months, right? I guess that's the math on this. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show, which airs on the SouthernSportsEdition.com, is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and Wild Adventures. Golden Isles Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options. New state-of-the-art facilities, Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82, off of Exit 29, off of I-95 in Brunswick. 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. All right, so we talked about Region 3-3A. Like, yeah, I'm doing high school football this early because I'm Jason Bishop and that's what I do. So I want to talk Region 3A. It's a very, very interesting region. It may be the region, it might be, that only puts a couple of teams into the bracket. It might be. So in this region, you've got six teams that play football. Claxton, ECI, Montgomery County, Portal, MCA, and Trutland. So let's go ahead and just knock this out. In my opinion, the only ironclad, the only team that is for sure going to get in from this region is ECI. ECI was 8-4 last year, a little bit of a playoff run, 8-4 to finish, okay? Then you've got MCA, who also made the playoffs, They went 5-5 in the regular season, lost the first round game 5-6. Then you've got Troutland. Finished at 6-5, finished 6-4 in the regular season, lost in the first round. I think the most compelling, oh, by the way, you've also got Portal, who went 4-6. They did not get in. I think the most compelling thing in this region, or at least the thing I'm interested in, Claxton last year, 0-10, Montgomery County, 1-9. Who's going to finish last? Claxton nor Montgomery County have a snowball shot of getting into the playoffs. However, which one will finish last? Who will win that game? Who's going to win between Claxton and Montgomery County? I'll put money on Montgomery County if I were a betting guy. If it was a smart idea to bet on high school football, which it's not. If you're doing that, you're an idiot. Betting on 16, 17, 18-year-olds, not a wise idea. So don't do that. But if I'm predicting, let's do that. If I'm predicting, I'll predict Montgomery County to not finish last in the region. So the teams that have a shot, I've already told you, ECI feels like ironclad, they are in. I guess the team that's got the next best shot, and I do think that they will get in, is McIntosh County Academy, MCA, the Buccaneers. They went 5-6 last year, 5-5 in regular season, and lost in the first round. They've got an experienced quarterback coming back. Coach Bradley Warren down there runs the football, plays defense. That is a good formula to win in high school football. It's a good formula to win in any level of football. Play good defense, run the dang ball. Bradley Warren has made a very good living for a very long time doing that with that formula. I don't think that MCA is going to go 5-5. I think MCA is going to have a pretty good team. I think that they could be region contenders to win the thing. Comes down to the ECI game, in my opinion. So give me ECI and give me MCA. ECI for sure, MCA more than likely. And then we'll get into Troutland. Troutland had a good year last year. 6-5 overall, finished 6-4 in the regular season, went out in the first round. Maybe they get in as a 3. They'd have to have a really strong showing, especially in the region. So let's do the math here. If Troutland loses to MCA and ECI, that's 2 region losses. Their region wins would be Claxton 1, Montgomery 2, Portal 3, and that would be it. So wins, 1 win against Claxton, 1 win against Montgomery County, 1 win against Portal. And then they would lose to MCA and ECI, so they would be 3-2 in the region. It would really depend on what they did outside the region. If they go 2-3 and finish at 5-5, maybe. If they go 3-2 and finish at 6-4, yeah, I think they're in. So we'll put Troutland as 50-50 to get in. After that, Claxton ain't getting in. Montgomery County ain't getting in. Portal maybe, but very unlikely. So I think at best, Region 3-1A puts 3 teams in at best. Realistically, I think they put 2. I don't think a third team gets in from this region. I think they're going to have 2 teams, and it might be the only region that does that. 2 teams in, ECI and MCA, I think are the only 2 teams that get in. Maybe Troutland. And even so, right? Like, is anybody quaking in their boots about playing Troutland in the first or second rounds? And I could be wrong, right? And I hope I am. I hope Troutland gets in. I hope they go on a deep playoff run. Then I'll come on this show and I'll say, Troutland's legit. 6-5 last year with a first-round loss. 6-4 in the regular season. That's what they are. And that was a group that was pretty good. Meanwhile, MCA has a lot coming back. ECI has a lot coming back. Those two teams for sure. ECI, if we did it the old way, you would probably have ECI, MCA, Trutland, and then Portal as your four seed. Is that really what we want to do here? Maybe this way is better. I don't know. We'll find out.
No matter the temperature outside, the AC Guys can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. Your exclusive Trane dealer and Trane comfort specialists. High quality work, trained professionals, top-notch local service. Give the professional hometown folks at the AC Guys a call, 912-638-5778, or check them out online at theacguysinc.net. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys. Hey guys, Mother's Day and graduation are fast approaching. Every milestone deserves something memorable. It is time to get on down to Cunningham Jewelers to find that perfect gift, no matter your budget. There is no better way to say thank you to mom or I love you to your graduate than a gift from Cunningham Jewelers. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, cunninghamjewelers.com.
None of us really want to deal with it, but sometimes your roof needs some attention. Don't stress. Call your neighbors at DBM Roofing and let them take all the worry away. Whether it's a simple repair or you need a full replacement, you can depend on DBM Roofing to keep your family safe. Direct financing available? Give DBM Roofing a call for a free estimate at 912-326-5337 or check them out online at dbmroofing.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire. Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
The NFL draft has come and gone, and quite frankly, the Atlanta Falcons, without having a number one pick, hit a home run in the NFL draft. Talk about that in just a second. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. AAA baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball, affordable, family, fun. All right, so the Atlanta Falcons hit a dang home run here. They ended up having made six picks in the NFL draft. No first-round pick. So in the second round, at pick number 48, Avion Terrell, cornerback out of Clemson. Okay, really good cover guy. He's going to be playing with his brother on the Atlanta Falcons. Both of them are going to be playing in the secondary, both Terrell brothers. This really shores up the Atlanta Falcons secondary. It gives them two very good corners on opposite sides of the field. This is a great pick. The thing with the Atlanta Falcons draft that you're going to notice as I run through here, remember, there's a whole new regime in charge now. In the past, we have seen the Atlanta Falcons go offense every single draft. Even when the defense has been atrocious, they have still drafted offense. They did not do that in this draft. Yes, they had a couple of offensive picks, but for the most part, what you're going to hear, they went defense, and they went defense hard. So it definitely a shift in perspective with the folks in charge. Avion Terrell, cornerback out of Clemson. In the third round with the 79th pick, here's one of the offensive players, which is a steal. Such a great pick. At number 79, they take Zachariah Branch, wide receiver out of Georgia. If you're a Georgia fan, which most of you listening are, you saw, especially in the second half of the season, how much of a weapon Zachariah Branch is. Shifty, fast, makes guys miss. You get him in the open field, and good luck. Great pick here for the Atlanta Falcons. Not only are they going to be, and primarily I would assume that you'll see him probably line up in the slot. They may put him on the opposite side of Drake London. Who knows? Probably more of a slot guy. Going to see them run a lot of screens with him as he did at Georgia. And he's also super fast. Can blow the top off a defense. Going to keep defenses honest. So that is a big part of this pick for the Atlanta Falcons. They get that burner that is capable of keeping safeties honest and keeping them up top and stopping them from creeping down. The other thing they get out of Zachariah Branch is a weapon in the punt and kick return game. You miss a tackle on Zachariah Branch, you take a bad angle on Zachariah Branch, see ya. That kind of kick and punt returner. Huge, great pick for the Falcons at number 79. In the fourth round, they went back to defense. Pick number 134, linebacker Kendall Daniels out of Oklahoma. The interesting thing about Kendall Daniels, the first three seasons of his career in college, he was a safety. He was recruited as a safety. He spent 3 years playing safety. This last year, Oklahoma moved him to that hybrid linebacker spot to where they wanted him to be able to cover, which he can because he played safety the first 3 years, so he has shown that he can cover. But then they were super impressed with his ability to rush the passer from the linebacker position. So this is a very dynamic pick. They get a linebacker with safety speed that can cover, that can also rush the passer. Fourth round pick number 34, Kendall Daniels out of Oklahoma. Another really good pick by the Atlanta Falcons. Gives them a lot of versatility. They didn't have a fifth round pick in the sixth. With pick 208, they took Ontario Thompson, defensive tackle out of Washington. Maybe he makes the squad. Maybe he's a scout team guy. Definitely worth taking a flyer on. I think he makes the squad, and I think he adds some depth to the defensive line. He's got a lot of the flashy numbers from Combine. He ran a 4.73 in the 40, a 1.7 in the 10-yard sprint, a wingspan of 80 inches. This was a pick that the Atlanta Falcons made on tangibles, numbers, measurements, speed, things you can measure. Ontario Thompson was taken because of physical ability, attributes that they saw in the combine. 4.7 40, 1.7 10-yard sprint, 80-inch wingspan. I think he makes the team, gets in the rotation on the defensive line, helps out a defensive tackle. Here is the steal of the draft. In the sixth round, the Falcons traded back to pick 215, and they got Harold Perkins, linebacker out of LSU. Here's the story on Harold Perkins. He's a guy that was hurt all of last year, didn't play. If he had played, he'd have been a second-round pick. Linebacker out of LSU, second-round pick. Because he's injured, some question marks around him, he falls all the way to the sixth round. Inconceivable, but he did. And there are the Falcons to take him. This guy is an impact player. This guy, if he's healthy, if he's right, he's a starter in the NFL. He is a Pro Bowler in the NFL, and they got him in the dang sixth round. 17 sacks in four seasons for LSU, 220 tackles, 35 and a half of those for losses, five interceptions, and here's the kicker, a 4.45 in the 40. You don't often see a guy drafted in the sixth round that's got a 4.440. Great, great pick for the Atlanta Falcons. They got a star at linebacker in the sixth round. Their final pick in the seventh round at number 231, Ethan Onawa, offensive tackle out of Ohio State. Everybody else picking from Ohio State. Why not the Falcons too? 6'6", 333 pounds. If he makes the team, he's going to add some offensive line depth, which the Falcons do need. The interesting thing about him is he didn't start at Ohio State. He was in the rotation, but he wasn't a starter. So does he make an NFL roster? Not the scout team, but the actual 55-man roster. Will he make that? Not sure. But if he does, this is one of those picks where it's like, okay, we're in the seventh round. Where is there some value? If a guy can make the squad, where is their value? This was their pick. Yeah, he didn't start Ohio State. Okay. 6'6", 333. Again, going on measurements here. So those are your six picks. Avion Terrell, corner out of Clemson. Zachariah Branch, wide receiver out of Georgia. Kendall Daniels, linebacker out of Oklahoma, who can play safety. Ontario Thompson, defensive tackle out of Washington. Harold Perkins, Jr., linebacker out of LSU. And Ethan Onawa, offensive tackle from Ohio State. Remember what I said when I started this segment. They drafted one of their six picks. They drafted one, two, three, four. Four of their six picks, defensive players. They took wide receiver Zachariah Branch and offensive tackle Ethan Onawa. Those are the only two picks they made on offense. And the second pick was in the seventh round. So in reality, they're looking at maybe Onawa makes the team. Maybe he does. Zachariah Branch is definitely making the squad. So you saw a shift in perspective, a shift in philosophy in this first draft with the Falcons' new regime. They went defense. They said, we need to get better defensively. And that is what they did. Granted, they still got a steal in Zachariah Branch in the third round. Cornerback in the second. Defensive tackle in the fourth. Defensive tackle in the sixth. Linebacker in the fourth. Linebacker in the sixth. That's what they did. The two best picks of this draft for the Falcons, Zachariah Branch at number 79 in the third round, complete steal. Harold Perkins, sixth round at pick number 215. They got a potential, if he's healthy, Pro Bowler at pick number 215. That's insane. That's unheard of. The Atlanta Falcons took a hanging curveball and hit it over the fence. It's not often that we praise the Falcons in the draft. This time we do.
No matter the temperature outside, Air Adjusters can get you ready for any weather, any time of the year. They have been taking care of folks just like you for 30 years. High quality work from trained professionals. So give the hometown folks at Air Adjusters a call, a Carrier Factory authorized dealer, and financing available. 912-264-9747. Or check them out online at airadjusters.com.
For hometown honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Floyd Tire, Lowell and his family will take care of you and your friends and neighbors like their own. 2928 Norwich Street, across from the Dollar General. Tires, alignment, minor mechanic, and brakes. 912-264-6578. Pop on in to Floyd Tire. We'd love to see you Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Floyd Tire, a name you can trust.
As the weather heats up, it's important to dress cool. Gentlemen's and Lady Outfitters has you covered with the best selection summer apparel. From bathing suits to flip-flops to fishing shirts to sunglasses, Gentlemen's and Ladies Outfitters is your go-to this summer. Johnny O, Duckhead, AFCO, Onward Reserve, and so much more. Locally owned and your destination for apparel since 1994 in the Harris Teeter Shopping Center. Gentlemen and Ladies Outfitters, keeping you and your family in style.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service. The friendly staff at Golden Isles Pharmacy would like to invite you to their new second location off of Exit 29, just down from Winn-Dixie. Golden Isles Pharmacy accepts most insurances, offers online transfers, free delivery to St. Simons in Brunswick, average in-store wait times of under 5 minutes, and a convenient drive-through at both locations. Whether it's our Altama location or Exit 29, Golden Isles Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. 912-266-8140 or 912-400-2929. Golden Isles Pharmacy.
As much as I praise the Atlanta Falcons for having a direction in the draft, prioritizing defense over offense, making four defensive picks of their six picks, the Jacksonville Jaguars draft was a good bit different than that. It was a little bit of a hodgepodge, and I'll explain why, because it kind of makes sense, and I'll do my best to explain the philosophy, because I do get it. I understand. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show and the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org. The Jacksonville Jaguars made the playoffs last year. They came into the draft with a roster that needed tweaking. They didn't need any big splashy picks. They needed to build depth, quality depth. That's what this draft was for the Jags. They also, like the Falcons, did not have a first-round pick. They didn't draft until the 56th pick of the NFL draft in the second round. And I'm going to be honest, I didn't like this pick. I get why they made it, and I'll explain that. But I felt like this was a reach. So with the 56th pick in the second round, the Jacksonville Jaguars took Nate Boerkircher, tight end out of Texas A&M. He's an interesting story. He started at Nebraska, transferred this last year, played 3 years at Nebraska, transferred over to Texas A&M for his senior year, his final season in college football. He was not recruited by anybody. He was literally a zero-star recruit in high school. He went to Nebraska. He walked on, then they gave him a scholarship in his sophomore season. 6'5", 245, tight end. 19 catches. This is just his last season. 19 catches, 198 yards, 3 touchdowns. Decent numbers for a guy that you might pick in the 4th or 5th round, but maybe not the 2nd. And what the Jaguars are doing here is they have been trying to replace Evan Engram. Brenton Strange last year, hit and miss. They're trying to give Trevor Lawrence that big-time weapon at tight end. Maybe Boer Kirshner grows into that. Maybe. But, man, this is if that's and that's their goal here. I think if that's your goal, this is a reach. Is he going to be that kind of player? I don't know. There were a couple of other tight ends on the board, but it wasn't really a very deep tight end draft. So you could argue that Boer Kirshner was the best tight end available as far as pass catching, because that's what they wanted. Maybe there's an argument there. Or you could have gone a whole different direction and just come back to him later in the draft. He'd have probably still been there in the 3rd round. They had 3 picks in the 3rd. I don't know. In the 3rd round at number pick at pick 81, they took Albert Regis, defensive tackle, another Texas A&M guy. 49 tackles, 3 for losses, 2 sacks. Right now you're trying to find some – they're trying to shore up their pass rush with this pick, and they're trying to find some value in the 3rd round. They got it out of this. I think he'll be fine. At number 88, pick 88, offensive lineman Emmanuel Pregnon out of Oregon, 6'4", 314 pounds. Trying to get some depth to protect Trevor Lawrence. Again, this is tweaking. This is adding depth here. They're not trying to make any big splashy moves. Also in the 3rd round at pick 100, Jalen Husky, defensive back out of Maryland. Husky was a good player at Maryland. Very good player. 72 tackles, 4 interceptions in his final season at Maryland. You'll probably see, he's going to play. Definitely going to see him in some nickel packages. I don't know if he wins one of the top 2 spots to start, but he's definitely in the nickel package. And maybe he does. Maybe he becomes the 2nd corner. Don't know. We'll find out. In the 4th round at pick 119, they went Wesley Williams, defensive end out of Duke. Williams, 44 tackles, 2 sacks, 16 quarterback pressures. Trying to add depth on the defensive line. They already got Albert Regis at defensive tackle. At number 81, at 119, they went defensive end. At pick 164 in the 5th round, they went Tanner Koziol, tight end out of Houston. Pass-catching tight end, trying to add some depth. Maybe he makes the squad. I don't know. Backup tight end. Or maybe they just have a point blank, you know, whoever wins the job between him and Boer Kirshner. 74 catches for Koziol, 727 yards, 6 touchdowns. Obviously, the guy is a very good pass-catching tight end. He did play in a major conference. We'll see how that goes. I think he makes the roster. I think he's going to be a contributor. It would not stun me if he ended up being the starter. I guess that's kind of what they're hoping for. One of these 2 guys, let's have him emerge as a pass-catching tight end, because that's what Trevor Lawrence wants and needs. They want him to have it too. The Jags had 10 picks total at their what pick are we on? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And their 7th pick in the 6th round at 191, Josh Cameron, wide receiver out of Baylor. Great pick here. First team all Big 12, 69 catches, 872 yards. Ton of value there. Wide receiver out of Baylor, Josh Cameron at 191 in the 6th round. He'll make the squad. He'll be in the receiver rotation. At number 203, they went receiver again, C.J. Williams out of Stanford, all ACC honorable mention, 59 catches, 749 yards, 6 touchdowns. I feel like he's more of a scout team guy, maybe we'll see him as, you know, like a fifth receiver on the roster if he does get in at all. In the seventh round, they had two picks. At number 235, Zach Durfee, defensive end out of Washington, again, trying to add depth along the defensive front. 6'5", 258, 37 tackles last year with Washington and four sacks. So that's the kind of player he is. I think he'll make the squad. I don't know how much he'll get in the rotation, maybe here and there. At number 240 in the seventh round, Parker Hughes, linebacker out of Middle Tennessee State, 6'1", 228, a little undersized, 75 tackles. The thing that's interesting about him, he had a 6.5% missed tackle rate. That's extremely low. That's why he got drafted. Short tackler, a little undersized, sure. Put him on the scout team, see what he can do. Maybe he plays his way on that linebacker and adds some depth for the Jags. That's the whole thought process behind this. Five offensive players drafted for the Jags. Five defensive players drafted for the Jags. They're just tweaking. That's what they're doing.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golnaz Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golnaz Collision Center, friendly, honest service. At Jack's Tire and Brake, we understand the economy is tough. That's why we will always give a fair and honest price. No games, no surprises, just honest folks you know and trust. Whether it's tires, brakes, AC suspension, or any minor mechanic work, Jack's Tire and Brake will treat you right. So come on into Jack's Tire and Brake at 485 Warren Mason Road, off of 341 behind Racetrack and KFC, or give us a call 912-265-8674 and find us on Facebook.
Hey, sports fans, in case you missed it, Max Barbecue now has two locations to serve you. Max's new location, right next to Grandy's off Cypress Mill Road in Brunswick, has all of the same favorites you'll find out at the Sterling location across from Jane Makin' Light, Monday through Saturday. Both locations open for lunch, and come on over for dinner at the Sterling location. Max Barbecue. Give them a like on Facebook.
That transmission not up to snuff, or just need the whole thing overhauled? Shifters is your trusted source to get your vehicle running the way it should. Off the spur, in the Golden Isles Plaza, Shifters is your transmission specialist. Not just transmissions, but brakes, AC work, and general repair too. For over 25 years, this community has trusted Shifters, and all of their work is warranted. 912-289-9496 and shifterstransmissions.com. Shifters, a shift in the right direction. Trying to find great family fun, but don't know where to look? Here is your answer. The Strike Zone at the end of the spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. Bowling, arcade, and blacklight mini golf. The Strike Zone has something for the entire family. Call or go online and reserve for your next event or birthday party. 912-265-6600. TGIStrikeZone.com.
I don't think there's any better way to say it, but the Atlanta Braves are a very good baseball team. They were the first team to get to 20 wins on the season. Best record in baseball, and they have reinforcements on the way. So, I mean, they're in very good shape. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System, Golden Isles Collision Center, the SouthernSportsEdition.com, Companions for Heroes, the Jacksonville Jumbo Shrimp, and by Wild Adventures. Sports are a little different down here, And the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC, and more. SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea. I don't know that it's any bet. If you're a Braves fan, you have to take delight in the fact that while Atlanta is on the top of the division, they're the first team to win 20 games. On the bottom half of the division, not only do you have just the Mets or Phillies, you got them both. You got them both at the bottom of the division. The Mets are the first team to hit 20 losses. I mean, it's got to feel good. They're 11.5 back from the Braves. The Phillies are not much better. They're 10-19. They're 11 back of Atlanta. Phillies have fired their manager. I don't know if you saw the clip or not, but after the Braves took 2 of 3 from the Phillies, their pregame and their postgame television crew went in on them after the game and the postgame. A three-member panel, and all three of them were just waylaying on how bad the Phillies are. Made my day. I actually copied, shared, all that good stuff, that particular clip, because it just made my day to listen to the Phillies' own broadcast team talk about how awful the team was. And they did. They did. Meanwhile, for Atlanta, things could not be going more smoothly. Martin Perez has pitched great. Didn't think that was going to happen. It did. Bryce Elder has pitched lights out. Didn't think that was going to happen. It has. Michael Harris leads the team in batting average. Didn't think that was going to happen. He's got a 320 average with 6 home runs. Matt Olson leads the team in home runs. That's pretty predictable. 9 home runs. Leads the team in RBIs with 28. And he's hitting .306. Drake Baldwin leads the team in hits, 39 of those guys. He's hitting .307 himself with 7 home runs. Dom Smith, who I didn't even think was going to make the team when they gave him a spring training invite, he did. He's played as designated hitter, hitting .344 with 4 home runs. Ozzie Albies, .317 with 7 home runs. And this is all with Austin Riley hitting .197, no Strider, no Murphy, no Schwellenbach. It's insane. The pitching has been the best in baseball. That's not just me saying it. The numbers say that too. They have the best team ERA in baseball. Bryce Elder, 1.95. These are your starters. Bryce Elder, 1.95. Chris Sale, 2.31. Grant Holmes, 3.62. Martin Perez, 2.22. And Ronaldo Lopez, 3.42. A starter on the whole staff, none of them with an ERA over 4. That's fantastic. And the reinforcements are coming. They're talking about Strider's going to pitch this weekend. Sean Murphy might be a week and a half away from making his return. Then they're going to have to make a decision on what they're going to do at the DH spot because Dom Smith has swung the bat so well. You're not going to take Drake Baldwin out of the lineup to play Murphy because he has been tearing it up. So do you put Murphy on the bench and keep Dom Smith as the DH? Or do you maybe platoon the two of them at DH? I mean, I don't know. I mean, Dom Smith swung the bat really well too. Do you really want to sit him down? Great problem to have for the Atlanta Braves. And by the way, Hyun-Sung Kim has also begun a rehab start. And Mauricio Dubon has played great for Atlanta at shortstop. It's going to be tough to sit him down when Hyun-Sung Kim comes back. Great spot for the Atlanta Braves to be in. 20 wins, first team there. And all of the power rankings, it's them and the Dodgers, 1 and 2, depending on which ranking you look at. Now the question comes, they're going to get some reinforcements. The team's going to get better. That's the crazy part of this. They're going to get some key pieces back that they didn't have to start the season. Hopefully that doesn't upset team chemistry and Atlanta rolls. They're the only team in the National League East that is above .500.
They're going to win the division. Show on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery, a strategic affiliate of Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, visit sghs.org/summit. Both the Glen Academy Red Terriers and Brunswick High Pirates advanced to the second round of the GHSA baseball playoffs this past weekend. The Terriers swept Winder Barrow 6-5 and 9-4. Meanwhile, the Pirates also advanced, sweeping their series against Appalachie 8-3 and 6-2. The Red Terriers will take on Gainesville in the second round, while the Pirates draw Milton. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons will design a treatment plan just for you, so you can get back in the game quickly and safely. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to schedule your appointment.
Golnaz Collision Center treats you like family because they are locally owned and operated. Free estimates, accepts all insurances, pickup and delivery options, new state-of-the-art facilities. Golden Isles Collision Center also guarantees their work for life. 301 Candler Drive off of Highway 82 next to J&J Tire, 912-263-4422. Golden Isles Collision Center, friendly, honest service.
Baseball is back. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball is home all season long at Vistar Ballpark in downtown Jacksonville. Triple-A baseball for as little as $5. Fireworks after all Friday games and great promotions all season long. For tickets and information, log on to jackshrimp.com. Jumbo Shrimp Baseball. Affordable. Family. Fun.
Thousands of shelter animals need homes. Many of our nation's heroes need healing. At Companions for Heroes, we bring them together, rescuing pets and giving military members and first responders the support of a loyal companion. It's more than just adoption. It's a second chance for both. Learn how you can help at companionsforheroes.org.
Sports are a little different down here, and the SouthernSportsEdition.com is your go-to for all things Southern sports. The most complete high school football coverage in the state. Braves, Bulldogs, Jags, Falcons, anything SEC and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com is also your home for the Jason Bishop Show, Georgia's most listened to sports show, high school football coaches shows, and more. The SouthernSportsEdition.com. Friday Night Lights and Sweet Tea.